Hey, Alice.
Hey, Doug.
It's a great day with Doug.
Of course.
Do you know why today, of all days, it's a great day with Doug?
Do tell.
Today would be the birthday of a comedic legend. It would be the 135th birthday of one Charlie Chaplin.
Wow.
Right? The frickin' silent film artist.
The dictator.
Well, it's... That one's a little, anyway.
Gold Rush.
Yeah, there we go.
City Lights.
Yeah, Hitler Mustache Man.
The dictator.
So in honor of Charlie Chaplin's birthday, I'm springing this on you. This is unplanned. Let's do a Charlie Chaplin-inspired short film.
Oh. But this is not a visual medium.
I know. Let's see how well this works. Alice, you can be the motion and the music that accompanies it.
Oh.
And I'll be the placard of words.
Okay.
of what you've said. So I will translate to the audience our short film. And here we go. This is a terrible silent short film. Hey, who let all these chickens in here? Chickens everywhere, I swear to God. Oh, that chicken fell down a hole and died Mario style. I wonder if I should try to get these other chickens to safety. That moose is driving in a British ambulance. How is that possible? Is he come to help out this sick and dying chicken? Oh my God, it's rain. There's rain everywhere. We have to get these chickens in this ambulance right away. I need help. Who will help me? Marilyn Monroe, you're not supposed to be in the pictures for another 40 years. But sure, come on, put your boobs away and help me out with these cocks. This is Doug. Whoa, Alice, you can't say that about my mom. This is going terribly.
Ah, Doug, stop busting my apples. What?
Happy day after tax day, Alice.
Aw, oh, shit.
It's either a day of great relief for many of us, or a day of, oh, whoops, forgot about that for most of us.
Don't they usually give, like, a 15-day grace period? There's probably a grace period. Or something.
Yeah, nobody wants to attack you. They're not like, oh, they better do. They're not waiting on every single one of us.
I used to date someone whose mom was a CPA. And she did both our taxes and was able to get us, like, pretty good refunds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, your chances of audit are so tiny, you know, I can exaggerate a thing or two.
Illegalities.
I don't know if it was illegality.
Exaggerate a thing or two.
Like, she knows how to get the refunds and whatnot that normal people might not know.
Uh-huh. So you guys went out to eat dinner once or twice a week. Did you ever talk about work? Oh, that was a business meeting then. You can write that off. Is that the kind of thing she did?
Yeah, I have no clue. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know how to do my own taxes now. I usually get a pretty tiny refund, or I have to pay a little bit.
And... Your car payment? Did you drive to work? Oh, that car is... That was necessary. That's a write-off.
Did you pay your taxes?
Yeah. I'm an American,
well, good
Alice.
Good for you!
I'm an American. It's what we have to do. You know what's stupid? Taxes. Like, how we do them is stupid.
Oh, sure. Like the meme, it's like, the government says, you owe us money. Oh, can you let me know how much? Oh, we know exactly how much. Can you tell me? No, you have to guess.
I didn't know there was a meme out about this. All right,
yeah.
That's pretty much what
that's
I was
pretty
about
much
to
what
say.
You were saying.
Okay,
like, and, if I guess wrong, I go to jail.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to repeat what people already have seen. Never mind. It's the weirdest.
No original thought.
It's the weirdest thing. Nobody, Like, you don't go out to eat. You don't go to Applebee's. And then they're like, all right, time to pay your bill. And they stand there and wait for you to add up what you ordered from the menu and then calculate the tax on top of it. And then you're like, I guess I'll give you this. And they're like, nope, not enough. Go wash dishes. You don't go to the mechanic, Alice, and say, oh, I'll rotate these tires and do all this stuff. And they're like, okay, give us the money now. And there's no bill. You got to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And they're like, oh, that's not enough. I'm repossessing your car.
Mechanics are always trying to cheat us.
That's true. Just like the government.
Government.
But it's I can't think of anything else that's billed that way.
Yeah.
What's the deal? Where are our tax dollars going, if not to support an easier tax system?
I don't think you want answers to that question.
Okay. Whatever.
Oh, was that a bomb exploding?
Oh, no, that was my brain exploding.
That's such a profound question.
I mean, it did make me think, like, come on, y'all. We're giving you this money. Do something. No, they do a lot. I know. You know, we always say, like, hey, where's our free healthcare and all that? And that's still true. But, you know, they do other things. We have police and firefighters, I guess. For some reason, feels like police, fire, and medical should all go together.
Why are there so
many... I've seen
the
Chicago TV shows.
Why are there so many volunteer firefighters then?
Oh, that's true. Why are there so many volunteer firefighters? Let's take one of the most dangerous jobs in the world. Who wants to volunteer? And people do it all the time.
Yeah.
Nobody says, hey, who wants to volunteer to rotate your tires? That's not... Well, I don't know if it's dangerous. I've never rotated a tire.
Get a tire to the face.
Oh, dang. Just falls right on you. Do you have to be underneath the... That's probably not a thing. I'm the worst adult. So, anyway, what's going on besides taxes and...
Well, I saw a whole series of memes about taxes.
Oh, please, yeah. Do share. Apparently, I have a lot to say about it.
Yeah. It's like, teach us how to do taxes. An elementary school teacher says, here's a recorder. No, I want to learn how to buy a house. Here's hot cross buns.
What is hot cross buns?
Hot cross buns. Want a penny?
Isn't that Three Blind Mice?
Penny, hot cross buns. Yeah, I think so.
Wait, what is that?
All childhood songs are the same.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Twinkle, twinkle is just the ABC.
That's true.
Or the other way around.
I also thought for a second you were doing that Where is Thumpkin?
Oh.
Or Frere Jacques.
Oh, Feral Thumpkin?
Feral Shocker.
What?
Feral Shocker, Feral Shocker. Woo, woo.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know.
But did you know that some elementary schools...
Where is Thumpkin indeed, Alice?
Oh, no.
Where is Thumpkin indeed? What are you saying?
Some elementary schools are going away from the recorder and teaching the ukulele instead.
Wow.
Because it's a much cuter, more versatile instrument. You never see a recorder out in the wild.
That's a bit biased to call it cuter. Do you
think ukes are cute?
I do think they're cute, but recorder, that's like a flute type thing, is that right?
But you play it in the front.
Yeah, you do. Feral Shocker. I've never...
And the back.
I'm not sure I've ever touched a recorder.
Really? So you didn't have to learn a recorder in elementary school?
I didn't have to learn a single instrument, and that might be what's wrong with me.
There was a time when I wanted to teach you to play the uke.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'll do it.
Didn't I give you a make your own uke kit?
Yeah, we have to make that together, though. Also, it's so silly because we're going to mess it up, and then we'll be like, okay, let's learn the uke. And it's like, bam, 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 bam.
Well, I have like 3 ukes now, so you could just use one of those.
Yeah, we could do that together as long as you're patient with me. And understand that I've never, ever done it
what
before.
What makes you think I wouldn't be patient?
Why
the hell would you think that?
Answer me, dog!
But I did get a tiny. I got a little soprano one with a beetle on it. It's really cute.
Oh, which beetle? Paul? John? Not Ringo.
Why is everyone trashing Ringo? He's like he looks the best out of all of them now. I mean, the does, two living I ones. Mean,
naturally, he would look better than two of them. No, I just meant because I don't think he would play Ook.
Really?
I don't know. He drummed, but I shouldn't assume that's all he can do.
I feel like serious guitar players probably think the Ook is too easy. You know, like it's a toy baby instrument.
Okay.
So like I could see a drummer picking up a cute little thing and just strumming a bit.
Can I say that there's... just strumming a bit. Can I say that as someone who has never played any instrument, I've fiddled with piano and I'm not good at it. I can fake my way through a little bit of one-handed stuff given enough time and opportunity.
But that's what I've been doing with my Thursday morning string band.
Oh, yeah?
They've got me doing keyboards now. And, like, I learned classical, like, how to read music. But they're expecting me to do, like, jazz chords and whatever. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. And they're like, no, you just make it up. And I'm like, what? Like, I have to know what key I'm in. And, I don't know too much of that music theory stuff.
Yeah, as long as you're an expert, you can
noodle that stuff, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Like, you played, like, when we first came up with our jingle, you were noodling around.
That's a great point of pride for me. Thank you for mentioning
playing
that.
Playing by ear
is
something you can probably, like, you have a natural ear for, whereas I don't.
The best compliment I can give myself on that is the patience I have. Because, like, I'm
what
not...
What are you talking about? You have no patience.
I hate you. Because when I did that, I tinkered around with it, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, there it is. And then I go back to it, I was like, oh, wait, that wasn't right. Because I... My memory's not great. I don't know. You know, I know they're A, B, C, etc., up to, you know, J or whatever.
What?
See if you're paying attention. But it was mostly like I would play like three notes and then I'd be like, okay, cool. And then I would go on to the next one. I don't know what this... I couldn't tell like what the next key was going to sound like before I hit it. Hmm. So I would just be like, nope, nope. So it's totally trial and error. Nobody could ever write a song with me. Well, if I was
the jingle,
if I was a well, I already had it.
Oh.
And then you went and you added like the big part.
Mm. The big part.
If I could be the lyricist, I think I'd be okay.
Oh, you don't have to write music then. You just write words.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's what you always do.
Yeah.
That's not a new thing. God, I'm going to flip this table.
Well, only a little bit have I written any lyrics to actual songs, though, like produced music. I helped out a little bit on some music in a movie. Mm. Anyway, what I was saying earlier, what was I saying earlier?
I don't know.
Okay.
I took us on a Ook tangent.
No, that's okay. You love your Ook? I always say Ook because it's ukulele.
Mm-hmm. I go back and forth.
Okay.
Because sometimes I don't even want to hear how pretentious I sound.
Okay. I just like to say things...
Correctly.
Yeah. And... But I'm aware, like, popular usage has also made ukulele correct. Anyway, and this was forever ago.
I have something else to do.
I was just going to say that earlier on, first of all, you mentioned trying to teach me how to play Ook.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit after that, you said, like, guitarists look at Ook as like a toy, like a little baby thing anybody could do. Mm-hmm. So that makes it intimidating to me, Alice.
Mm.
Because if we play and I suck at it, then I feel like kind of bad about myself.
Because anybody can do it.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to say. Like, so I probably would get down on myself a little bit. So you'd have to have some patience with me and maybe some positive reassurement?
Can't even talk.
She was in
what
cheers.
What kind of lyricist are you?
Shut up, Alice! I would need some positive reinforcement even when I'm doing poorly, is what I'm saying.
Oh, sure.
Like, oh, yeah, you're trying? Mm-hmm. I might need you to lie to me.
I've tried to get a gig teaching ukulele.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, like I had a colleague who had a young daughter who wanted to pick it up, and we did like
Was she really weak? Or a baby? Or
no.
They're very light.
We had one lesson down at River City Coffee and Goods.
Sure.
And then I think the pandemic happened. And then we never got back to it.
The pandemic happened?
Or it was some time around then. And then I have another acquaintance whose daughter just got a little purple uke for Easter. And I don't know them well enough to reach out and be like, hey, do you want someone to teach her yoga?
Oh, yeah.
But the other thing that I was going to bring up is that prior to the pandemic, I used to be part of the uke club at More Music, which houses Evansville Music Academy.
Okay.
And we would meet on Sundays and just learn songs. And a couple of times we played at Eastland Mall, like a whole, there's like 12, 15 of us.
Oh, that's so fun.
But then over the pandemic.
Just a bunch of uking it up.
Yeah. But over the pandemic, we didn't do it anymore. And then after post-pandemic-ish, we didn't meet back up. But we still had that Facebook group. And recently, someone posted a Google sign-up for a new ukulele group.
Oh.
And it was, you know, run by someone I don't know. But it's like mutual ukers. So I filled it out. But
okay.
They never got back to me.
Oh.
So I don't even know if they're meeting at all or sure. if they already started prior to me signing up and they're like, oh, we already have enough people.
Was there, and you don't have to say their name or anything, but was there someone who was like in charge of the last group? Or
yes.
was it a group of you that just decided to get together?
There's someone in charge.
There's someone in charge.
Group,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it would be weird for you to just message everybody in the group and say, hey, can we just do this again? You could even include the original leader, and they could lead even, but like just go back to your original group and be like, hey, why don't we do this?
It might be kind of late now.
Too late. Everybody likes the uke. Get a hold of them, Alice. Do the thing. You should. It was a great point of joy in your life.
That's true, but I feel like I'm busier now.
Yeah, it'd be embarrassing if you started it and then never showed up.
Right? Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
And like, we usually hang out on Sundays. I don't want to just, you know,
well, how long
leave you high and dry.
How long would you do it?
It's only an hour, but you know,
that's
it's
fine.
Like, it's like if you have, it's in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, right.
So it's like you have to prep for it and you can't do anything else. You can't get sucked into anything else prior to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, but it doesn't have to be. You're starting fresh.
But I don't want to lead it.
Okay. Fair. Well, I hope somehow you get back to... I mean, you still do your...
I play at the Oasis Dementia Care.
Yes.
And West River Health Campus.
Yes. You play professionally every month. You are you paid for your performances or not?
I am.
Okay, you play professionally every month. You have a standing paying gig.
Wow.
Most musicians would kill for that.
That's true.
And you're like doing a service.
I'm getting paid.
But you're providing
entertainment
and enjoyment for people who, you know, they're there and I'm sure they're having a good time overall, you know? They're enjoying each other's company.
Yeah,
but like you give them something special to look forward to.
It is kind of mixed, you know, because some of the patients do have dementia. So I can't be sure how much of the music they're hearing or if there's like if it triggers memories or emotions.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, there's usually like a couple of older gentlemen who they're like nodding along and they're kind of smiling the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't quite tell if like that's how their muscles are. Like it's like a permanent smile or if they're like actually enjoying the music.
Sure.
But I think, it, you know, maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah. I mean, they're attentive. They're hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the thing. So, yeah, you're doing great. That's what I'm saying.
Ah, Doug, stop busting my apples. What? Stop polishing my apples. There we go.
Oh, I like that expression.
Yeah.
Can we use that?
Go for it.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to polish my apples while you're teaching me the uke. You know, if I'm ever really struggling there, you know, not knowing where to stick my fingers, I'm going to need you to polish my apples. What's going on? If it's not coming out just right, you know, if I'm struggling with it a little bit, just stop. Give my apples a good polish. I don't get it, Alice. I don't know what's so funny. Yeah, if I get really good at the uke there, Alice, with your mentoring, I could become the next Dusty Springfield.
Oh. Did she play the uke?
I have no idea. But speaking of Dusty Springfield, happy 85th birthday. It would be. I mean, she died
in
1999. Gone Too Soon, Dusty Springfield. Of course, Son of a Preacher Man. That's how it goes.
I grew up in Springfield, Virginia.
What an amazing segue. You grew up in Springfield, Virginia?
Yes.
Why didn't I know that?
I don't know. I feel like I say that a lot. Because Springfield is such a famous city. It's the city of the Simpsons.
I know.
There's so many of them.
I always think, what's the other one? The other one you lived in?
I lived in Fairfax County.
Fairfax. Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the county. Okay. Mm-hmm. My bad. It just, Springfield didn't sound right. Because Springfield sounds like the city you make up just when you're making up a city.
Like on The Simpsons?
Yeah. Because there's Springfield in every state. It's like, ah, it's fine. Some probably four or five. Who knows? Mm. I could also play the uke like Selena.
Did she play the uke?
I'm not sure, but she would be 53 years old today.
Oh, really gone too soon.
Yeah, she really was gone too soon. No jokes there. No jokes there. Just, I hope she played the uke. I could play the uke like Chance the Rapper.
Probably, does he play the uke?
Probably doesn't play the uke.
Chance the uker.
There should be someone who's out there like uking it up and rapping at the same time.
I bet there is.
That's a good mishmash.
That's, yeah, totally.
Yeah, somebody, maybe you should work on that. Maybe I'll work on that.
Can you beatbox?
Girl, you know I can beatbox.
I've never heard you beatbox.
I don't know what I'm doing right now.
The ingredients are there, I'm sure. Sound like a Donkey Kong there.
Thank you. I was trying to channel my inner Fat Boys. Do you remember them?
No.
Oh, okay. It's an 80s rap group.
Mm-hmm.
They had a movie called Disorderlies. Anyway, it's not important. They played Orderlies who were just...
That's disorderly. Clever.
Anyway.
But well, I do know ukulele players who do the percussive ukulele, and they make some, you know, hip-hop beats.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's something. I can work on it. I don't like it. I don't like doing it.
Does it hurt your mouth?
I don't know. I just feel stupid as I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind sounding stupid to y'all, but only for a little bit. And I get self-conscious. My arms are crossed right now. I'm feeling real... A little self-aware. I suck at the uke. I suck at beatboxing.
You've never tried the uke.
Well, it's not like I'm going to pick it up and just immediately play it correctly. Right now, we can confidently say I suck at the uke.
Okay.
Tell us more about your music career, Alice.
Well, my Thursday morning string band, that's what we're called now. TMSB. So, like, Teenage Mutant, some bitches. Son,
yeah. Teenage Mutant. Well, you guys are far from mutants. You're far from mutants is what I was saying.
Oh.
And teenagers.
So we actually have a gig coming up in May.
Excuse me?
You heard me. It's May 11th. So now our band actually has expanded. We have a drummer now.
What?
So they don't have to depend on me playing the cajon and fucking it up
<Cajones.
laughs> while trying to sing at the same time.
You polished that cajon. May I say this, and I don't want to insult anyone. I'm very excited about this endeavor and adding a drummer and everything. I think it's good that's going to drive everything up another level. But you got a drummer, and then you finally named yourselves, and it was Thursday morning string band. You just added someone who doesn't do string. Whatever. I mean, it's fine.
It's fine.
I guess it's not as catchy as Thursday morning string and drum band.
Thursday morning some bitches.
Tell us more about your gig.
Well, our drummer is Bart. And then there's John, who's on guitar and vocals, and Steve on bass and mandolin.
Sure.
And so they've enlisted
slicing
me.
Slicing the vegetables and whatnot? Yeah.
They've asked me to do the keyboards, and then I also uke and do vocals.
Wicked cool. So, like, will you be mostly on keyboards then?
I think I'll split between uke and keyboards, and then some songs I'll just sing without doing an instrument because I'm not that coordinated.
So, okay, so, but you're the most, I don't want to say you are necessarily the most versatile talent-wise, but within the confines of this band, you are asked to be the most versatile.
I play the most instruments.
Yeah. Yeah, Liz.
Did you know that
I'm polishing
keyboards...
your apples all over the place. But you deserve it.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah.
So, did you know that keyboards have a setting that changes the key of the keyboard itself?
I'm not sure I know what that means, okay. But I know they can do anything.
You know that keyboards can do anything? Oh, like, and mimic any instrument?
Yeah, sound.
Okay, there's that. But, so, like, all the white keys, that's a key of C, and that's usually the easiest key to play in.
Okay.
Let's say you had key of E, and so you'll have four sharps, and a little more complicated, but there's
One sharp is all you ever need, Alice. Sorry, go on.
It's a good one.
You're trying to teach
I'll
me.
Polish your apples.
This is how it's going to go if you try to teach me the uke. You're like, and then... You'll want to put your fingers on the D, and I'll be like, you can put your fingers on the D later.
That's funny. I'd like that.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
So then there's a setting on the keyboard, and you can change it to the key of E, but you'll get to play it as if it were just all the white keys, like the key of C. So I guess professional keyboarders, they don't...
Keyboardists?
Okay. They don't necessarily learn all the keys. They kind of cheat. You know, they just play on the C and they adjust their keyboard to fit whatever key the song is in. And John was saying, like, he's been a professional musician before. He's like, I can't believe, you know, professional musicians would take that shortcut like that. And
Why wouldn't you?
He
can
was
we
like,
confirm it sounds the exact same?
Yeah.
Then why wouldn't you? Like,
right.
It doesn't make sense not to.
It's like AI. It's like taking that shortcut. And he did say, like, oh, it'll be helpful for you. Not to mean I'm not good enough.
What's the opposite of polishing one's apples?
I understood what he meant. Because, you know, I've told him before that I don't know this music theory. Uh-huh. So
he grabbed your apple right off the branch, took a bite, spit it out, and threw that apple on the ground, smashed it with his foot.
And then I said, well, yeah, I guess that's true. Like, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. If it's going to sound the exact same, and you're still doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're, like, setting it to, you know, play this thing, you know, pressing a button.
Right, not a player piano.
Right.
I guess, okay, so the setting is kind of like a capo for string instruments, which you're familiar
and,
with?
Yeah, and people use capos all the time.
That's true. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to call him out, but you're okay. You knew where I was going with that.
What?
Oh, does John play with a capo ever?
I don't think he does.
Oh, okay. Well, Mr. John.
I mean, unless it changes the key, like some kind of usage of the capo isn't like a cheat necessarily. It enhances the chord quality. I don't know.
Oh yeah, the vibrato,
yeah,
and,
the twang and
the denouement.
That squeak. I love that squeak that string instruments make.
The squeak.
The poor man's toe.
That should have been your band name. We are.
That's funny.
Poor man's toe. And your first album would be called Morton's Poe. Morton's Poe. Yeah. The first album will be called Morton's Poe. Gosh dang it.
Oh,
look what you
goodness.
Messed up on.
Oh my God. Anyway, so we have a gig in May. Oh, I guess we've played at a Porch Fest before.
Yes.
So that's not our first gig.
I would say that was fantastic.
Yay, thank you. Well, this is an indoor gig at Lamesco Bar and Grill.
Very exciting.
May 11th.
Very excited for you. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be playing for like a long time?
Yeah, it's like a dinner
set. A lot
set.
Of those bar things.
Yeah, so
like...
it's like 6 to 9, so we'll have breaks and all that.
Don't take breaks. Don't shortcut. You're already shortcutting on the keyboard, Alice. Don't shortcut.
Work smarter, not harder.
All right. Well, I'm very excited for you.
Yay!
It's a lot of Alice music stuff going on. May 11th, Lamesco. Some Thursdays you can see her at the dementia. Well, you can't.
You've asked if you can be my guest.
That'd be really cool. Could you ever live stream it? Are you allowed to do that? Or you think no?
I could. Like, I usually record them, like, intending to splice together some kind of video.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just, you know, it just doesn't work out. Like, maybe I was having an off day and there wasn't any good any good snippets that I could cut.
Sure.
But you've asked if you can, like, come with me before. And I feel like that shouldn't be a problem, I don't think.
Yeah, I'll dance. I'll dance with some clients, patients, livers,
and kidneys too.
Renters. What are they called? What's the? I'm not trying to be funny or pejorative. What is?
Well, I know at Oasis they're called neighbors.
Neighbors, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't
love
know.
It so much.
I think at West River they're called residents.
Residents, that's the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. But so residents is like, but yeah, I like neighbors a lot. Mm-hmm. I'll dance with some neighbors. Call me Mr. Rogers, girl. I'll change my shirt in front of them. What? Mr. Rogers did that in front of kids.
He was changing a jacket into a cardigan, and you don't wear cardigans.
I could. I've never wore a card the first time. I'm sorry. Hey, you want some more birthdays or something?
Yeah, yeah.
I can learn to play the ukulele. And then I could be the next Akon.
Does he play the ukulele?
You know what? I think he does.
The Akonlele?
Tried a little hard there. Akonlele, I think that's one of the Hawaiian islands, actually.
The Akonlele of time.
I love it. Peter Billingsley.
Oh my gosh.
I think I pluralized his first name accidentally.
Peter Billingsley.
You may know him as Ralphie.
He shot his eye out.
He did not shoot his eye out.
It was the recoil.
Wait, did he?
The recoil broke his glasses.
I don't remember much.
How? You watch it for 24 hours a day.
Yeah. I didn't see the Christmas Story until my adult years. Mm-hmm. What, like 2 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't stick with me like it did young. But
he was an apple polisher.
Of whom? His mother?
No, his teacher. He wanted to get a good grade.
Oh, polishing teacher's apples? Most kids just give the teacher an apple. He sticks around to polish that sumgun. It's also the birthday of Billy West.
Does he play the ukulele?
With his mouth, maybe.
Who is he?
Okay, when you reacted like that, I thought you knew who he was. Billy West, 72 years old today, is a voice actor. Huh. He did the voice of Stimpy from Ren and Stimpy.
What? Had a voice? What did he sound like?
I don't know which one's which. I never watched it.
Hey, Stimpy.
I'm pretty sure that's Ren. So Stimpy is like, oh. No, I don't know. That didn't sound
sounded
right.
Like Dr. Nick.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Nick. Dr. Nick, a known resident of
Springfield.
Yeah, it all comes back around. Mm-hmm. Billy West, also the voice of Philip J. Fry from Futurama.
Oh.
Apparently at different points, or maybe now, I don't know. He's done Elmer Fudd, Popeye, Woody Woodpecker.
Fun.
Yeah, he also plays the color red in the M&M commercials, apparently.
Oh my god, I thought you were talking about, like, synesthesia. Like, he can play the color red.
On the ukulele, yes. It turns
I actually watched a little TED video recently about this man who has a monochrome color blindness.
Mm-hmm.
So he only sees in shades of gray, and he developed...
How many?
Like infinite, 50
or...
Infinite.
Okay.
Yeah. I get it!
Sorry.
He pioneered this technology. It's like a helmet that he wears on his head, and it gives him...
Excuse me?
What? It gives him like sound vibrations... of different colors.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So he learned how to recognize colors by the pattern and the sound they make. Like red might be, and then yellow is like, I don't know.
I swear to you, there's no way yellow is. You gotta, can look at yellow.
Why not?
You can look at yellow right now and no, there's no way. maybe like a dark brownie kind of yellow.
Gross.
But a nice yellow is like, ah, isn't it?
They're
you
not,
know with your whole heart.
They're not vocalizations. They're noises. They're not human vocalizations. Sure.
Billy
they sound
West,
like bird calls.
Billy West would tell you what it sounds like.
So then that helmet like allowed him to recognize colors. So he picks out his clothing based on how they sound, like how they sound good together. And so he's giving this tech talk, and I like what he's wearing. It's like bright blue, bright yellow, bright pink. And you know, people in the comments were giving him shit about it. It's like, oh, I bet you didn't listen too hard to those colors or didn't help much. And then other people are like, no, he's doing like an 80s color block thing. Anyway, so eventually the sounds became kind of second nature to him. So he was able to start dreaming in color, but like in sounds. So
what?
Yeah, that was cool.
This guy sounds made up, but that's fantastic.
As most TED Talks are. I don't have a stat for that.
Okay. What else? What else? What else? Who else's birthday? David Graff would be 74 years old today. Gone too soon.
Who's that?
That 2001. He was Tackleberry in the Police Academy series.
Oh.
Yeah, fine.
Did he play the uke?
Yes. Yes, he did, Alice. I'll tell you what you want to hear.
Finally.
Finally, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 77 years old
today.
Oh, he's
got to play the uke.
Absolutely.
Such a tall man playing a little uke.
Yeah. He's always full of surprises.
Right? Like he wrote a book.
And when Veronica Mars had its return season and he wrote for that.
Right?
It's like, what are you, what? Wait a minute. Legendary NBA player at the time, all-time leading scorer in NBA history. And writer for Veronica Mars. Throws me off. Lena Foley is 21 years old today.
Who's that?
Okay, well, you may remember her. This is a deep cut, though. This is a deep cut, Alice. You may remember her as Ellie from The League. Ellie was the little girl. You know, the little girl.
Did she play the uke?
You need someone to play the uke. I wish I had someone.
She's 21.
She's 21, yeah.
That's cars.
Yeah. And you know what I never knew, and I'm embarrassed to have never known this? Her name, Alina Foley. Alina Foley. She's Dave Foley's daughter.
What?
I never knew that. I love The League. I am nearly obsessed with Dave Foley.
Isn't he old enough to be her grandfather?
Sure, but a lot of men have children later in life than maybe they should have. You leave this family alone.
I didn't know if you had somehow misspoke. Sorry, I doubted you.
No, what do you want? You want her to be Mick Foley's daughter?
Or Scott Foley.
A lot of Foleys out there.
They're known for their effects.
John Cryer's 59 years old today.
Wow.
Martin Lawrence is 59 years old today. Coincidence? Or are they twins, Alice? You're dismissing the possibility. I've seen the Schwarzenegger and DeVito movie. I know anything's possible.
Well, there have been twins born of a biracial couple, and they each came out, like, seeming to be one race.
Right?
Each. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. There you go. Martin Lawrence, John Cryer, long-lost twins. Nobody ever knew. And that's it for the birthdays, really.
Not one euchre in the bunch.
You leave them alone! Well, I missed Alexei Pajitnov. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but the creator of Tetris.
What?
He's 69 today. Probably not an euchre. Ukist?
Ukulari?
Do you think you could play that on the ukulele?
I don't finger pick very well.
Well,
served it right.
Well,
to
you. I'll still let you polish my apples.
Oh, you gotta pick your fingers. What?
What?
Pick your fingers later. You can pick where your fingers go.
What? That sounds filthy, Alice. I'm talking about apple polishing.
Oh.
And you're over
to get the insecticide off.
Or the spermicide. One or the other. So, anyway.
Sticking an apple up my vag like Emma Stone did for Poor Things.
What? Wow, I'd give her an Oscar, too, for that. She deserves something.
Is that a euphemism? I'll give her an Oscar.
Give her the old Oscar. Give her the old statuette. Oh.
Stick that up there.
Stop it!
Okay.
Stop it! It's a family program. Alice, we've tooted your horn enough on this episode.
Indeed.
Well, let's toot that horn one more time. You got that show coming up. We talked about it previously, but it's coming up this weekend. For people who are in the Southwest Indiana area and want to see Alice for 5 minutes. But five, what I hear, very important minutes. Mm.
It's the Wolves at USI. And the set is really cool. Because it takes place on a soccer field.
Oh, do the Wolves just eat the entire soccer team?
Yeah.
Amazing. Are you the Wolf?
I'm the trainer.
You train the Wolves to eat the kids? What a twist ending. How do you get him to do that? Do you polish his apples?